Well, Joyce Blaine, the glamorous movie actress, is still hiding out at the Aces Bungalow, where she hopes to find a few weeks of peace and quiet after a hectic holiday. Jane asks Joyce to zap Neil Williams, Marge's boyfriend, hoping to make Marge jealous enough to marry Neil right away. But Joyce double-crossed Jane and told Marge and Neil of the plan. Between the three of them, they decided to give Jane something to worry about by having Joyce lure Mr. H. Our scene now is the living room, where we find Joyce and Marge alone.
Yes. You know, the only thing I'm worried about in this little plan of ours...
Well, what's there to worry about, Marge? All you want is for Jane to be so busy holding on to that husband of hers that she won't have time to meddle in your and Neil's lives, right?
Yes, but I...
Well, you just leave it to me. When I get through with Mr. H, Jane will be so busy holding on to him.
But that's just it. That's the one thing I'm worried about, Mr. H. I'm afraid he won't fall.
He won't fall? Huh. Sounds like a lot of confidence, Joyce, but you don't know Mr. H.
He's a man, isn't he?
Yes.
But he's different, I suppose.
Is that what you're going to tell me?
I was, yes.
Well, save your breath, Marge. They're all alike.
Maybe all the men you know are, Joyce. Oh, no offense, of course. I mean, men in Hollywood and in your walk of life, but now this is a family man.
Level-headed,
very much involved in his life. Well, oh, stop it, Joyce.
You stop it. You're breaking my heart. I tell you, they're all alike. And before I leave you, I'm going to prove it to you, too.
Well, don't prove it to me. Prove it to Jane. She's the one I want to give something to think about.
Well, she'll do plenty of thinking. Of course, right now, she's so busy pushing me at her boyfriend that it's going to take her a little while to realize it's her own husband she better start worrying about. But as soon as her husband starts showing the symptoms...
What are all the symptoms?
Oh, is there?
According to the type of man, is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid he isn't the type that falls for glamour and all that.
Oh, doesn't he?
Well, at least I haven't seen any symptoms. But then maybe I wouldn't know a symptom if I saw one.
But I've only been here a couple of days. Who gave me time? Some men are a little slower in getting started.
Oh, then you think you will have trouble?
Oh, not at all. I've only had a couple of conversations with the man. I don't mind confessing he's not my type at all.
Oh, I see. Going to take a lot of acting on your part. Is that what you mean?
Exactly.
Well, I'm willing to bet you a box of candy that you're going to find Ace a little different from the men you say are all alike.
That's a bet.
It's a bet. But I ought to give you odds because I know Ace better than you do. He's a conservative, serious-minded, dignified...
Oh, don't let those glasses of yours fool you.
Glasses? I'm not judging, but... Well, you know what we ought to do, maybe?
What?
How about taking Ace in with us on his trot? Then he can act like he's falling for you, and Jane will notice it all the more.
No, thanks. That sounds as if you don't have any confidence in my ability at all. No, I really am going to work on this man.
But if we told him the idea, he'd be glad to cooperate. He'd see it, and I know he'd like nothing better than to teach Jane to mind her own business.
Nothing doing. You just worry about your part of the deal. You hang on to Neil.
Mm-hmm.
And make sure Neil does his share.
Oh, don't worry about Neil. He'll be here pretty soon, and he knows exactly what he has to do.
And what time is he coming?
Oh, pretty soon. We're going downtown to lecture this evening. Well, then, are you all through giving Laura her weekly lecture about the dinner?
I wasn't in the kitchen. Honestly, I don't have time to go in the kitchen anymore, the way he's acting.
What's up?
Out of a clean sky, he wants to know why I didn't sew a button on that brown satin dressing robe.
What?
He hasn't worn it for over 2 years. I got it for him 3 Christmases ago. And he always sits around without a coat. How should I know that all of a sudden he'd want to start wearing that robe? And a scarf around his neck. I thought he had a cold at first.
I'll bring you that box of candy tonight.
Right.
Because, candy, what candy?
Well, I'd better go in and get ready for Neil. He'll be here pretty soon.
What candy, Mars?
Oh, I just thought I'd bring home a box of candy.
Well, we've got plenty of candy around here.
Mm-hmm. I asked you to do me a special time, Jane. You mind?
Oh, no, but I'm glad to.
Oh, I'm fine, Jane. Well, you two excuse me. I want to get ready for Neil.
Oh, is there a Neil coming tonight, Mars?
Yes, he's going downtown to lecture. I better go in and get ready. Oh, look. Well, what are you made up for?
What do you mean made up?
Well, you look pretty snappy there, my friend.
Man, listen, Marge, it's nothing. It's just a little something that
A little something you admitted, I suppose.
She isn't the most peculiar person. I don't mind her, Joyce.
I understand.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's something else about you.
What? Stop
staring at me.
What is it? Jane, what is there about him that's different?
Well, it's just that robe and that scarf, I guess. He never wears anything like that.
Something else. I can't quite figure it out.
Well, I don't see anything else.
What is there for you two? Just because a man wants to spend a comfortable evening at home in his favorite chair with a newspaper, then out!
Here, be careful of that table.
Table? Who put that table there?
Now I see what it is. It's your glasses.
Oh, what about it?
Oh, yes, dear. You forgot your glasses.
I didn't forget my glasses.
Well, where are they?
Well, I just thought I'd rest my eyes, that's all.
Well.
Isn't this awful? A man wants to spend an evening quiet.
Why don't you leave the poor boy alone? He's had such a hard day.
Sure I have.
Well, it's I'm going to get dressed. Call me and you'll get here, Dad.
I will.
What is that with her?
Oh, she's in a good mood this evening. I guess it's because Leo's coming over.
That's just it. Now, Joyce, I don't think you're doing what you said.
About me, you mean?
Yes, he was here the other night, and you hardly paid any attention to him.
Well, it's a little hard to get started, Jane. Give me time. After all, I've only just met the man, and I'd hardly say he's my type, you know.
But I thought you could act like he's your type.
Well, I will, Jane, when I've at least the idea.
But I want you to do it right away, so Marjorie starts worrying about it.
Oh, Jane, you can't make Joyce do this for you.
But she said she would.
I know, but I guess maybe, like she says, Leo's not her type.
But she could act like he was. After all, she's a movie actress, and she's trying to...
I know, but it's just that Leo doesn't appeal to her, I guess.
No, you're so understanding.
Yes, I can see your point of view.
Well, of course you can. Well, I can't. All you have to do is act like you like, and then Marge will get worried, and the first thing you know, she'll marry him. You promise me you'd do it.
Well, after all, we can't hold her to that promise, Jane.
But he'll be here pretty soon. I think this would be a good time to start making Marge jealous.
Well, I'll try, Jane, but I can't promise any miracles. After all, Neil's not exactly the type of man.
Oh, there he is now. Now, please, Joyce.
Oh, stop bothering her.
Stay out of this. This has nothing to do with you.
Hasn't it?
No, this is just for Marge and Neil. I'm just doing it for them.
Well, I guess I'll have to let him in if you want to stand there.
Here, you better get your glasses.
Oh, these chairs out here.
Oh, they'll go. You just sit down and relax. Now, don't forget, Joyce.
I'll try, James. It's going to be awfully hard.
Well, hello there,
Jane. Hello, Neil. Come in. I knew it was you.
Marjorie?
No, but you told me to call the minute you got here.
Oh,
there's
plenty of time. Well, good evening, beautiful.
Hello.
Hello, Neil.
How are you? Good evening, beautiful again.
What? What are you made up for? Look at you. I never saw you so bedecked.
No, well, it's just a lounging robe. My heavens, if a man can't wear a lounging robe around and he's
own home.
It's his glasses, Neil. He forgot them.
Oh, sure. I didn't know what it was. You look like a different person. What's the matter? Did you break them?
Yes. No, I didn't break them. I don't have to wear them if I don't want to.
No, but it does make you look different. It makes you look younger.
Well, yes, I guess.
I know one thing that makes it. It makes him bump into everything. Shall I go and get them for you, dear?
No, and please leave me out of the conversation for a while, will you?
Sure, if you want it that way.
Well, Joyce, what's new?
Oh, nothing much.
Still like the quiet and peace of this sort of life?
I love it.
Don't want to be found yet, do you?
Not yet, Neil. I'm enjoying this too much. I want to stay hidden a whole month. What I need is rest and quiet.
And you're getting plenty of it here?
Oh, I love it. Everybody's been so kind.
Well, they're trying to make you feel at home.
Of course, and I love you for it.
You see, what I'm worried about is that this news story doesn't leak out about the way you are. Because the papers are still full of sort of yarns and conjectures as to where you can be.
I know. I've seen them. Isn't it dreadful?
Well, to be expected. After all, you are a celebrity. You can't just drop out of sight without causing some stir. It's going to make quite a scoop for me when I do spring the story that you've been hiding out here all this time. I got pictures already. You and Jane in the car and all those poses we took the other day in the back here. Oh, I can't wait to spring it.
Oh, but you will, won't you?
Well, sure. I promise I would.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, but don't forget, sweetheart. I get the story exclusive. You're a witness to that, Ace.
Sweetheart? I better call Marge.
Of course you do, Neil. I promise you'll have the story when I decide to let the CEO know where I am.
Oh, wait, don't say anything else. I call Marge.
No hurry, Jane. You got plenty of time. I just assume stay here and talk to this gorgeous sister.
Oh, wait, George. I'll call Marge. Marge, are you here? Hurry.
I'll be right there. Going to a lecture, Marge,
tell me. Yeah, I got a cover lecture for the paper. I think it's going to be pretty dry for Marge if she says she's coming.
Oh, hi, Neil.
Hi, Marge. You're on time for one.
Yeah, you're early.
I know, but I...
Yes, and you've been talking to Joyce, Marge.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. They've had more fun talking. What were you saying, Neil?
Well, I'm just talking. Well, I guess we better go.
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night. You have a good time.
Sweetheart, did you hear that, Horace?
I'd insist that you come with us, George, but it's just a dry lecture on economics. I have to cover it for the paper. Some big shot's going to tell why the stock market's acting the way it is.
No, no thanks. I'm in hiding.
Okay, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Did you hear that, Horace?
Yes, yes. Just this line. I don't mind.
Well, you ought to mind because the way...
Good night, George. Come on, Neil.
Coming. Sorry. Good night.
Well, Marge, I certainly looked into it the way he called her sweetheart.
Good night, folks.
Well, imagine that. She didn't even get jealous.
Well, it was not my fault, Jane. I did the best I could.
I know, but I thought sure she'd get jealous the way he called you sweetheart.
Because he must be awfully in love with him. Imagine going to a dry old lecture on economics.
Yeah, what makes the stock market go up and down? A lot of those big stocks. No, I know as much as they do myself.
Yeah, I'll bet you do, too.
Why, sure. I've studied this situation for a long while.
It's... I thought sure when he called you sweetheart, he'd say something.
Could you tell me all about it? There's so much I don't understand.
Well, it's kind of hard to explain.
Oh, but I'm sure you can explain it.
And then he said beautiful the way he
Well, I could try. It might be kind of hard to...
It's so crazy here. We have all evening.
Yes. The trouble with some people is they don't know when to get jealous.
Yes, Mr. Tree.
I don't know what they're going to have to do to make Mars jealous, but that's the way she's going to have.
Yes, some people don't know when to get jealous, and it looks as if Jane heads the list. We learn more about this campaign to worry Jane when next we meet the Easy Ace.